This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:44. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn. And today, like I said, every day we're going to be focusing on a different part of living under, living with the movement control order. So we're going to be talking about how to carve out your own space, how to go shopping for groceries, maybe best strategies for stocking your kitchen, things like that. Yesterday, we spoke about the psychological impact in many ways of the MCO. And today we're looking at a more physical thing. We're looking at keeping physically healthy. So first of all, would love to know what you guys have been up to in this time. How have you been keeping fit, or how have you been keeping your body occupied anyway? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. In the meantime, joining us on the line is Prakash Ravindran, clinical psychologist and personal trainer who's been holding virtual workouts for people at home. Prakash, welcome to the show.
Hi, Lynn. Thanks for having me.
So firstly, how have you actually been keeping up with your own fitness and health in this time outside of, you know, that sort of daily workout that you're doing with people?
Well, I think you mentioned just now that you've been trying to get your step count up. I've been doing that as well. But I've also been doing my own workouts. I use the porch, my house porch, just to get a bit of sunlight. But yeah, I just put together some exercises. I have some dumbbells and kettlebells at home, so I use that.
So my next two questions, I think, are going to be about people who have different starting points, I think, when it comes to fitness. So let's start with people who perhaps weren't very active even before the movement control order. What advice would you have for this particular group of people, and why is it so important to get some form of physical exercise in on a daily basis?
I think, first of all, I guess being brave with it. I'm sure starting out exercise or being physically active can be quite daunting for people. So bravery is obviously one aspect of it. And I guess using this time as opportunity to explore different modes of exercises, which can be done from the safety of your home. Like, I have a friend who mentioned that she has exercised more in 3 days than she usually does in a month.
Right.
So she's been brave, and she's been trying that out, even though it's challenging for her. It's not something that is the norm for her. And well, physical exercise, the benefits are plenty. I think we're very familiar, especially in this time. Health is a big concern. So our physical health, also our mental health, and also it helps lift up our mood, you know, at this time when we're supposed to be at home most of the day. Doing something that can lift up our mood, it's a good idea.
And before we move on to, I think, people who perhaps exercise a little more, I just wanted to keep going a little bit on people who might feel intimidated by exercise, right? So I think normally you might be able to get started by walking or asking a friend or, you know, doing these sorts of things, but that's not exactly available right now. So if you do find exercise intimidating, what do you think is an easy way to get started?
Well, to be honest, with YouTube now, there are plenty of different types of exercise and catered to all different levels of fitness. So they have beginner workouts that last maybe 15, 20 minutes. There are workouts that last 30 minutes, 40 minutes, and various types. There even, if your thing is Zumba and dancing, they have plenty of videos for that as well. So I think it's about finding what you are most comfortable with and trying that out as a first step. And if something, you try something out and it doesn't, you don't feel so good, it doesn't sit well with you, then you can try out different styles of workouts.
And on the flip side of that, for people who are used to going to the gyms with classes and machines and weights, how can they adjust to the experience of working out from home?
I guess got to keep an open mind. I guess a lot of times people have that misconception that you can only get a good workout when you go to the gym. But it's definitely possible wherever you are, right? So even at home, you can get a good workout in. And maybe being creative as well. So I've seen a lot of videos of people using backpacks, putting books into their backpacks to use that as a weight. So yeah, if you do feel like you need weights, that could be an idea of being creative in using water bottles, using backpacks. The different ways around that, I guess.
So I guess the question for me is, can home workouts really be that effective even without weights or a treadmill, or for that matter, a personal trainer who might be, you know, yelling at you or encouraging you?
Yeah, they definitely have an opportunity. Well, let's put it this way, it's better than not doing anything as a start. But working out from home, there is an option for you to also push yourself. I guess the benefits of it come from how much you push yourself, right? So if it's if you're pushing yourself and you're doing something that's challenging you, generally it will give you a bit more benefit. So yeah, there is room for it to be effective for you.
So on that note, we talked earlier about how you've begun doing these virtual workouts. What are they, firstly, and how did you decide to get this going?
So I basically do workouts via Zoom. So they're about a 40-minute workout. It's mainly body weight exercises, so you don't need any equipment or anything with you. It's more high intensity in nature. To be honest, I think I didn't plan on doing this, but I think because of the MCO and everything going to an online platform, so we had a lot of meetings online and on Zoom, and I had some friends who actually who just commented like, hey, we should have online workouts. So I thought, hey, why don't we try that out? So I tried it out. I think on the first time was last Thursday, and it was really fun and I enjoyed it. So I've continued doing it from then.
And is it a strange departure from real life training sessions where you would actually be able to, I don't know, see people?
Yeah, so on the Zoom platform, people have the option of turning on their cameras, right, whether they want to on their video or not. So some people do, some people don't. So we can get some interaction from there. I think it is a little bit of a different feel, definitely. So generally, with the workouts that I've been doing, that most of the time I follow along with the workouts, so at least those that are joining in can also watch and see what I'm doing and follow along. So that's the way that I have been doing these online workouts, if you call them.
And with that in mind, for people who are following along, what's the trick to ensuring that you're able to get the most out of these virtual workouts, or for that matter, any workout videos that you might be doing?
I think, first of all, you have to know your own physical level, your own level of fitness. So if you know your own level of fitness and you know how much you can go and push yourself, that kind of gives you an idea of how you can best benefit from it. So if you're not someone who is used to working out, then you will probably want to start off with going slow, just making sure you get the moves right, the form is right, making sure you don't hurt yourself, and just keep moving. But if your fitness level is obviously at a higher point, then you want to try and push yourself to do more repetitions, do more challenging exercises, or.
And if you are somebody who, say, is, I don't know, doing a push-up or a burpee for the very first time, what are your best tips on checking your form, especially if you don't have a mirror, for example, and ensuring that you don't get injured, but also you are pushing yourself?
Yeah, so like I mentioned just now, you kind of have to know where your baseline is. Don't jump into something that you are unfamiliar with. If it's a new exercise, it's a new move, go slow and try to master it first. Well, obviously, first of all, watch the video and try to learn it. An option could be videoing yourself doing it, and watching it later so you have an idea. Obviously, like you mentioned, you might not have a mirror. But if you video it, then you can review it later. If you have friends who are more experienced, or if you know trainers or coaches, you could send the video to them and ask them for advice. I'm sure a lot of people would be willing to help.
And on your part, with these daily 40-minute workouts, how are you coming up with routines that are going to fit a diverse group of people who, like you said, right, have these different fitness levels and baselines?
Yeah, so when I plan the routines, or when I come up with them, what I try to do is that I try to have different variations of an exercise, so a simpler version and maybe a more complicated version. So for example, like a push-up you mentioned, so the regular version is the regular push-up. The easier version might be a half push-up, so it's a kneeling push-up. That means you do them on your knees. If you want to scale up, you could do a clapping push-up, so that is a harder version of a push-up.
What Sadiq has been doing.
Yes, that's right. That's what he's been doing. So I tried to set those things as well. And during the workout and during the video, I tried to remind people as well to also know how they're feeling and to go at their own pace. So sometimes I set a certain number of repetitions that needs to be done, but I do tell them that, hey, if you need to go slower, you can go slower and you can move at your own pace as well.
All right. So last couple of questions. What general advice would you have for people who are looking to stay healthy, both mentally and physically during these times? Since you have both those specialties, I'm just going to combine it into one question.
Yeah. I guess maybe trying to have some kind of daily routine where you have different activities that you do in your day. I mean, of course, most people are working from home, so you still have that. You'll have your online meetings and things like that. But also maybe trying to get fill up your time, the rest of your day, with different activities, because now we're not going out, we're just at home. There are plenty of things that we can do, books that we can read. There are plenty of online things that have been made free now, online learning. So picking up a course, getting in your exercise in whichever way or form that you like. So maybe trying to get some sort of a healthy routine going. Because obviously this is very different from our normal routine.
And I think your next class is starting in how many minutes? Is it about 10 minutes?
No. Today is a rest day. Ah. We're going back again tomorrow.
All right. So with that in mind, then people have 24 hours to join. How can they join in?
So usually what I do is that if they contact me, then I give them a link for the Zoom meeting. So if people are interested, they can go by my Instagram, which is PrakashRavindran89. You can drop me a message there and I'll send you the link to join in.
Cool. Prakash, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
You just heard there Prakash Ravindran, clinical psychologist and personal trainer, talking to us about keeping fit during the time this time of the MCO, as well as the virtual fitness classes that he's been running on Zoom. Again, if you're up for a workout, you can look up his account on Instagram and message him directly for that link. That's at PrakashRavindran89. Now, we've also just been asking you in general, how are you keeping fit, right? How have you been doing in this time in terms of fitness, getting your exercise or your step count in? You can call us at 7733-2900. You can WhatsApp 018-789-8899. And you can also tweet us at BFM Radio. And we've had quite a few messages coming in. Firstly, this from Sinhan, who sent a YouTube link of a 30-minute fat-burning home workout for beginners. And that's from, I think, Team Body Project. And before that, they said that they were risking cyber war by jogging. Because seriously, guys, you don't know who's going to yell at you and video you now if you leave your house. So staying in seems to be the safest possible option. And Sinhan says that if you are doing that YouTube workout, then this is pretty nice and you can challenge a friend. I will say that YouTube has been such a good friend to me at this point in time. And the ones that I've been using primarily are Fitness Blender, which is free and pretty nice, as well as Yoga with Adrian, if you're into yoga. So that's just my little contribution. Meanwhile, Alex says, I climb the stairs from level 5 to 23 daily to keep fit. First day, 4 times. Second day, 5 times. Third day, 6 times. Alex, how are your legs? I feel winded just listening to that. How are you doing it? And also, are you planning to continue escalating that amount? Please get back in touch. I have so many questions. And then Sylvester says, I'm super thankful that I have a home gym, the room that was supposed to be used for my post-spinal surgery rehabilitation last year, and that's in our flat. I still continue to do what I used to do before the movement order, minus climbing and commercial gym stuff. My advice is, I know you're bored, but safety comes first. Yes, even for yoga. I cannot count the people I know, myself included, who got themselves hurt, mostly spinal injuries, and then once I realized that was too late, while doing yoga. Work on building your capacity, for example, joint health, heart health, and so on, slowly before you do high-intensity stuff to kill yourself. The last thing you want to do is compromise yourself in this period of time. And I think those are excellent tips. You can keep them coming. How are you keeping fit during the MCO at this point in time? What have you been up to? How are you getting your step count in? Give me all your tips. 7733-2900 is the number to call. You can also WhatsApp 018-789-8899 and tweet us at BFM Radio. We're going to be back after the 6 o'clock news. This is the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.